Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a king.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you what you got?
Step your game up.
Welcome, you guys. It is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. It is January the 14th, 2012. And you are now on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Here we showcase nothing but independent and successful businesses here. Tonight we are going to have Mindy Butler from MAB Enterprises live in the house with us tonight. And she's going to be talking to us about her business and everything that she got going on. This is proper networking and proper promotion, just getting yourself out there. So you guys, make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. You also can network with us and promote your business in our chat room as well. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. I'm going to get into some music right now. When we come back, we're going to get locked on the line and straight into this interview with Mindy Butler from MAB Enterprises. You guys make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. Let's get into it right now with some Jada Kiss.
The Apollo was a shorty.
Now I got a clip full of hollows in the 40.
Louis Gucci. Every now and then.
Maurice.
I take too long to come back.
Then for me.
Know how to work it.
Big things pop
on the underground circuit.
Maintain.
Till it surfaced the nerve of these peasants.
Treat a rat budget
like a bird high stretching.
Think they get the message.
Waters.
Duchy.
Lot of herbs.
In the session.
The so-called tough guys.
Herbs with aggression.
Put your thoughts all over the curve.
With the Western.
What used to be superb.
Now it's the
negative energy generated from the snake
and the centipedes. You will
remember me. I just get the storm started.
Cold-blooded,
warm-hearted.
Either way,
you on target.
Move to the side
like the lane merge.
The guns like fried rice.
Who want their brain stirred?
Into the limelight.
Lemon drop top.
Off a crime light.
Always see the crew in the hindsight.
Yeah, America's sedan.
The shooters got Berettas in their hands.
This is mafia.
Veterans a plan.
Word to the tape on the brick.
This is raw.
I'm in the 4x4.
+8 in the clip.
Hustling Harry Potter.
Shaking the brick.
Ice in the bracelet.
Give the Matrix a glitch.
And my car's like a spaceship.
Got gold in my night check.
Jordan's got ice in the laces. Pants got a gun where the waist is.
It's basic.
Shirt smell like earth smoke.
Chirp, yo.
Chirp back.
Let me know.
Who getting murked, though?
Yeah, we getting money, nigga.
Who getting worked, though?
And I got the kush, nigga.
I got the purple moon squares.
Cause we got a hole on a circle.
Kill you.
Or hurt you.
Whatever's the virtue.
Beat you like your parents when you breaking your curtain.
Yeah,
homie, live life to the death.
We gon' make it to the top.
Just one more step. Get this money. It don't matter if it's cash or check.
We gon' make it to the top.
Just one more step. Big houses, cars, and jewels is wet.
We gon' make it to the top.
Just one more step. To the family, friends, whole life is set.
We gon' make it to the top.
Just one more step. One more step.
Yo, living my life.
What's left of it?
Don't try to go to...
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you
can step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a king.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you
can step your game up.
Welcome back, you guys. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It is Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we network and showcase nothing but successful businesses. I have my special guest, Minnie Butler, is live in the building with us. Welcome to the show, Queen. How you doing tonight?
Thank you. I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. You know what time it is, the Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and you definitely have a great movement and a business going on. Visionary, you're an author, a play and songwriter, business consultant, motivational speaker. Mindy, what is it that you don't do?
I don't build houses.
At least not yet.
Right.
Well, see, everyone that's tuning in and listening right now to Step Your Game of Saturdays, who you are, and tell us about your business.
Okay, the name of my business is MAB Enterprise, which is after myself, Mindy A. Butler. And, you know, you mentioned several things that we do. And MAB Enterprise consists of seven components: ministry, advertisement, business consulting, entertainment, book writing, motivational speaking, and a youth program called Dream.
That's definitely great.
I was just going to say, and there's different things that, you know, some of those do. Like with the ministry, it's several different areas, and we do different things in the entertainment, so...
How did this all come about? Who, besides yourself being a mastermind, and how did this all come about? Who are the people that support MAB Enterprise, and how did it all come to existence?
Okay, well, I actually decided to merge everything under one name last year and operate as MAB Enterprise. The Jehovah Jireh Entertainment, which is one of the companies that falls under MAB Enterprise, and if you look on the website, it's listed under Ministries. And I have a business partner for that. Her name is Sierra Bazell, and she actually came to me, I think it was the end of 2008, and with, you know, the idea and the vision for Jehovah Jireh Entertainment, which is spelled INNERTAINMENT, because we focus on things that are wholesome, that help people maintain their daily lives.
Mm.
You know, we do things that are entertaining, like we do events in the park, but we do things that are uplifting to individuals as well. Like we may do workshops. We have something that we done for women called Tea Time Tuesdays. This past July, we did Christmas in July, which it was entertaining, but we also went and visited kids at the hospital. So it was something that not only cheered the kids up, but their families. So that's why it's entertaining.
I definitely like that. That sounds very interesting, getting women together, and I love tea. But I think it's pretty cool. Do you guys get all the hats and stuff on? Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's, like, different aspects. We may have a topic that we discuss, you know, like you said, getting dressed up, or different teas, you know, and we discuss that flavor of tea and what it's about. And then we have something, we did Woman in the Mirror at one of our sessions, which is also a workshop that I do. And it's a very powerful tool. I've been doing this workshop for over 2 years called Woman in the Mirror, where we have women look at themselves and they say they have to affirm themselves. And then before they pass it to the next person, they have to say, I love myself. And a lot of women can't do that. You know, a lot of women, when they look in the mirror, they're thinking about what's wrong instead of what's right. They're trying to fix themselves. They're down in themselves. They see a lack of self-confidence, a lack of self-esteem, and they find it hard to even affirm themselves and speak positively. And what I have learned through doing this exercise is that it's really been a life-changing experience. I've done it with two or three, and I've done it in a room at a conference with people over 100. And but on both levels, you know, things broke off their lives, bondage and baggage and things that they had been carrying, to where they went from I feel worthless to. No, I know who I am. I'm a strong woman. I'm knowledgeable. I'm successful. And I do love myself because God created me this way.
Say that. I'm perfect because I'm made in his image. And I think that's very powerful. And you are right about that. And a lot of times with women and mothers, we, a lot of us, are so used to losing that we don't even know when we win. You can be in a winning position and don't even know it. So I think that is definitely great. And I think that a lot of people should definitely adapt that to book you for these workshops. Where would they go and how would they get in contact with you? Because that's powerful.
You can go to my website, booksbymindy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a submission form on that website, because you can also, you can purchase my books, which we'll talk about later, and you can also register for my workshops or request me to come out, and you can see a list of the workshops that I offer on that particular website, and you can also contact me on my Mindy A. Butler website.
Oh, fantastic. Advertisement. Tell us about the advertisement. What services that you offer, and, you know, who does it benefit?
Oh, okay. Well, the name of our advertising publication is called Advertisers Express, and what it does is it's targeting, as the people that advertise in there, it's targeting small businesses and church owners.
Okay.
Well, church owners and nonprofit organizations, and it's very cost effective, but it's a way for them to get their information out and to advertise. Because a lot of times, when you start a business, you don't have a lot of money to spend in advertisement, or if you're in a church or a nonprofit, that may not be something that's fitting your budget to spend $1,000 a year or $1,000 a month in advertising. But this is a cost effective way to, you know, get whatever message you need to get out to your particular viewers. And so that's something that we offer. And what we do is we take it to different businesses within the community. And, you know, there's a list of those businesses there that support it. And then it also gives the business owners or the nonprofit organizations the opportunity to highlight their business. And then we don't have this anyone yet that has bought advertising space on our website. We're actually in the process of redoing our website, but we also do have the option available, and those prices are listed on the website.
Advertisement is so important. If you're looking to get your business out, promote your business, you definitely want to take out some time and put up some money to the side. It doesn't cost, well, I'm not going to say it doesn't cost a lot of money, but there are cost-effective businesses out there. And, you know, Mindy, you offer this service, which is definitely great, and you guys offer it on a large scale. It's not just a couple of tweets here and a mention there. It can definitely go so far. But I think with any business owner or, you know, nonprofit or church, you know, you definitely want to take the time out to put some funds up to the side and get registered first. Let's just say that, because we get a lot of people who have a lot of great ideas and want to be able to help, but you have to take care of the patient side before anyone can do business with you. Why don't you elaborate on that just a little bit of how you feel about when you're doing business with people who are contacting you about having their business registered before they decide to invest money into advertising and promotion and all of that?
Well, that's one of the things as a business consultant that I do. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying they had just went to the studio and they're trying to get their music in people's hands. I said, well, I mean, I have access to people and I can do that for you, but have you registered your name? And they were like, no. But having your business legalized, in the state of North Carolina, it only costs $60 to be incorporated. A lot of people don't know that to get your EIN number is free. All you have to do is go to irs.gov and fill out your EIN number, and then that gives your business, that gives you a name, kind of like your Social Security number for your business, to say, hey, this is my business, and it allows you the opportunity to, you know, properly file your taxes. It allows you the opportunity to open up a business account and to build credit in your business name. So it's definitely important to get those things done and accomplished. I'm working with a transportation company right now, helping them get everything in the proper line before they even consider launching. We're doing all the fundamental stages right now with the name, the insurance, the incorporation, and they're scheduled to actually open up 2 years from now.
I think it's vital to have a business consultant, just like for a business, just like to have an accountant, you know, to have someone to take care of the paperwork and the legal, but having investing into a business consultant is a really good step when you want to start a business, because these people have went to school for this, they have experience, they have their own business, so they're here to help you and they know the ins and outs of it, and then at the same time, you're getting the education. You're learning yourself. You know, you're not just relying on someone all the time to say, this is what you need to do, that what you need to do. You're actually paying for a service and to get the education. So I think that's very, very important. Very important. Yes. That's an important step because, I get artists that come to me, you know, visuals that come to me, and they was like, oh, yeah, you pay for spins, but if you're not registered, if your music is not registered with ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, and if you don't know how much you're getting paid and when you're getting paid, how could you expect to get paid?
Right.
I'm just saying, just even Mary Kay, just a little small opinion. the instructional book, tell us about your books that you have, and they are actually coming, and even Mary Kay is anticipating these books. But let's talk about your books.
Okay, well, there's two books. One of them is called Wake Up America and See the Salvation of the Lord, which is a collection of poetry. I don't know how many years of that I spent writing poetry, and it's not every single poem that I've ever written, but it is a collection from a period of time in my life, and it has four chapters. The first one is called Who is the Lord? The second one is called Salvation in You. The third one is called Purpose in the High. And the fourth one is Now That I'm Free. And each poem builds upon the previous poem, and each chapter builds upon the previous chapter. So it's kind of like who is the Lord? It lays the foundation, because there's a lot of people, they know the name God, they've heard of Jesus, but they don't really know who he is. So that's what chapter one does. Chapter two talks about like things that we go through before we get saved. Like one of them is called Conviction Day, and it talks about how, you know, people, they're feeling God tugging at them, you know, and they're like, okay, you know, what's going on with this? And then it talks about, when it's talking about, you're under arrest, because the Bible teaches us that God called us. He saved us. He chose us. You know, some people say, oh, I came to Christ. No, you came to your senses, but Christ tapped you on the shoulder and said, okay, I'm ready for you to serve me. You know, so that's what that talks about. And I give insight. I give my personal insight after each poem. So you read the poem, and then it tells you what you know, I was thinking, and kind of gives you a little better understanding as to what's going on in that poem. The second book is called Strengthening Your Inner Man, which is a 90-day devotional.
Okay.
And it's really, that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to make you a better individual across the board, as well as spiritually. It talks about prayer, because prayer is the foundation to your Christian relationship, your walk with Christ. It talks about faith and what faith is and how faith operates. It talks about who am I in Christ, because a lot of people, they don't know who they are. That's why you have a lot of people in the body of Christ that's oppressed and feel like that they just need to sit in a corner, but that's, God called us to be victorious. So there's a lot in that particular section of the book that affirms the individual and builds up the individual and esteems the individual. And then the last chapter is the don't forget to worship, because there's a difference between praise and worship. Anybody can praise God. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. So this tree, it's a living organism, but it can't worship God because it has no spirit to connect with God.
Mm-hmm.
So it talks about, you know, what worship is and how important worship is in communion with God.
And when are those books available?
You can actually order on my website. Right now, I do have Wake Up America available, but you can pre-order Strengthening Your Inner Man from my website at, again, that website address is booksbymindy.com. They're $15 a piece, but if you order both of them, and there's a combo option on there, you can get them for $25. And then starting in March, they both will be available as ebooks, and that prices for the ebook will be $9.99.
Oh, that's fantastic. I definitely like that, and I look forward to going to the site and grabbing those books. Are you thinking about doing the books in an audio form, or is it just going to stay for a hard copy and ebook?
I am going to do an audio copy or audio form for Wake Up America. That is something that I am toiling with now. Trying to figure out exactly the type of music that I want to go behind it. I've been talking to a couple people about that, but Wake Up America will definitely be in audio form. There's too much in Strengthening Your Inner Man, and the what you receive out of it, it would be more beneficial with reading it versus having it read to you.
Okay. Okay. You definitely right about that. I just wanted to ask, because, you know, some people, they're good readers, and then some people, you know, the learning process is, I can read mm-hmm. this, but if I hear an audio, it's a lot more better. So that's definitely a great look. Wake Up America, let's talk about that. I actually seen the Wake Up America tour promo video that's coming, and you guys can go to www.youtube.com. That's M.A. Butler 80. Again, that's www.youtube.com/M.A. Butler 80. And you can actually check out the Wake Up America tour promo. And I'm going to post it in the chat room right now. Go to www.divaspotradio.com. Excuse me, www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. So you can be able to check out the promo, the Wake Up America tour promo. Tell us about the Wake Up America tour.
Okay, the Wake Up America tour, obviously the title came from the book Wake Up America, and it's going to be a 5-city tour starting in North Carolina. We're going to do, 3 of the cities will be in North Carolina. We're going to open and close in North Carolina. The starting date here is June the 29th, and then we'll conclude, I guess, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. We're also going to be going to Atlanta, Georgia. We already have a team that's built there that's supporting the tour, and then we'll be in Virginia Beach in August, and we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia in July. And the purpose of this tour is really to get out and outreach in the streets, minister in the streets. My mm-hmm. team, all of us, are passionate about doing ministry in an unconventional way. All of us are passionate about reaching people in the streets from all walks of life, you know, every nationality. It doesn't matter, you know, what they have experienced, because there's a lot of people in the church that want to point the finger and condemn people to hell, and they forgot mm-hmm. they came from that. They forgot that they came from the spot that the individual is currently in. And so what we want to do is say, hey, you know what, we can relate. You know, we know what you're going through. We have somebody on our team. One of the artists on our team is an ex-gang member. You know, we have people on the team that used to do drugs. We have people on the team, you know, that's experienced heartache and pain and dealt with prescription, you know, popping prescription pills, like an addiction to that. You know, so mm-hmm. our team is made up of a whole lot of different people. It's like eight artists that's going to be on this tour, but there's so much experience, life experience, and that's what we want to do, is we want to take what we have experienced in life and convey it through our music, through our words, to say, hey, we can relate, and hopefully in what's being said, what's being sung about, that we connect with the people that causes them to break out of the situation that they're in, that causes them to believe that they can walk away from drugs, they can walk away from alcohol, they can walk away from fornicating, that they can say, hey, you know what, I am somebody, and I don't have to live the way that I'm living.
I definitely like that. We're going to have more with Mindy Butler from MAB Enterprise. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. We're going to take a short break and get into some music by Black Crown ENT. This song is called Jesus Love You. Let's go.
Jesus loves you.
You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
Welcome back, you guys. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we showcase nothing but independent businesses. And we got Mindy Butler live in the building with us. Mindy, you got another YouTube channel that you guys got that has a lot of great information about you and your business. Why don't you tell us all about that?
Yes, the other one is youtube.com/FFM2004. And FFM stands for Faith Filled Ministries. And you would see that listed under the ministry portion of MAB Enterprise. And that's actually the website to where the Wake Up America Tour promo is. And on that website, there's a lot of educational stuff. There's a lot of sermons, messages on there about, you know, God has ordered your steps. There's two parts on there, Catch to Praise, and different sermons that I've done where I've, you know, recorded myself and things of that nature. And then there's some funny ones on there, like with my nephew shouting in Walmart. But so that's one. And then the other one, like you already stated, is MABUTLER80, and that one is really promotes, you know, the consulting side of the business, and it's a place where people can keep up with what I'm doing as Mindy A. Butler.
You got to do youth enrichment and a lot of things with the youth, and I'm personally, you know, my heart, and I think I know that God placed on me, I'm always attracted to the youth and young adults. What are some of the things that you guys do with the youth? Because the youth is really, for me, I believe, one of the most important, not to say people, but for our future and our success of our generation, I think we should definitely start with the youth, not saying that we're leaving the adults out.
Right. Well, the youth component is called DREAM, which stands for Destiny, Realized, Empowered, and Manifested. There's a lot of young people, you know, we say dream, you know, you could be whatever you want to be, but it's more than just dreaming. We want to teach our young people how to capture that dream and make it a reality. And we do that through our program, where we teach them about entrepreneurship, we teach them about time management, we teach them about budgeting. We ask them, we do an assessment, well, what type of skills do you have? What is it that you'd like to do? Okay, from what you'd like to do, what type of business can we create from that? So that's, and we also get our youth involved with the things that we do in the community. I've had some volunteer my piece in the park, and there was this 7-year-old who went with us to the hospital with our Christmas in July program, and he said, you know, I really am glad that I was able to make a difference in those young people's lives. He's 7, but that impacted him very, you know, in a very strong way. And he asked me a couple months later, he was like, hey, I want to go back to the hospital. So it's the youth component is really nurturing our youth about being a visionary, you know, not just staying inside a box. Okay, I go to school, I get a degree, and I go work for somebody for the next 40 years. It doesn't have to be that way. That is, you know, there are, like I say, I need somebody to flip my burger at Wendy's. But it doesn't have to be that way. If you have something that you really, really desire to do that's just like calling out to you and you think about it all the time, then that's what we do. We want to tap into that with our young people and help that drive, that passion that they have become a reality.
I definitely like that. I think that is very great what you guys are doing with the youth and even getting them at a young age. And, you know, I was thinking maybe like 2 or 3 years ago and, you know, doing a lot of work in Newark, New Jersey. Big shout out to Newark, New Jersey, and doing a lot of work with the PTA and stuff like that. And I had these fifth graders there. We had a program called, you know, Girls to Women, and, you know, we would sit down and talk with these fifth graders. But I was really thinking, like, you know, at fifth grade, they sure already know what a resume is. You know, they sure already know what their skills is. It's important. It shouldn't wait till you get into your sophomore year before you start thinking about, you know, a resume and these skills. And it's very, and then also taking them out to the community and, to, you know, to the hospitals so they can see that it's
kids that's actually a lot more less fortunate than you and that don't have what you have, like even the simple things of life, running, playing ball, being able to get up and go to school every morning, and it brings them a sense of gratitude, and I think that's very important.
Yes, it does, it does. And we start with age 9, and we go through age 18, and the idea is to
build, like, once we take the kids through the program, that they become mentors. So as the program grows, like, the older kids will help the younger kids say, oh, you know what, I've been through this. Let me show you. Let me give you some advice. Let me help you, you know, with what you're doing so that your dream can become a reality just like mine did. And, you know, sometimes it's not going to happen overnight. Nobody's dream just blows up overnight. It takes time as a process. But what we do is we teach the foundation as to, okay, we give them the basic skills, things that they don't learn in school that will last them for a lifetime so that they can achieve and do whatever they want to.
And building that confidence in children and in the youth is so important because even looking at the television and a lot of the songs and a lot of the commercials and whatnot, it's teaching a lot of self-hate. You know, you're not skinny enough, you're not tall enough, you're not dark enough, you're not light enough, your hair need to be this long, you need to wear this foundation. Oh, your phone is too slow, even down to your phone is too slow. How are you going to try to teach self-hate to a cell phone? And I was just looking at the commercial, how they were saying, oh, did you know that such and such is retiring? Oh, that was so 4 seconds ago. Are you serious? It's a cell phone.
Right.
And our youth forget instantly. Caught up with this very, very fast. So for everybody that's tuning in, take the time out to invest into your youth, but also know your neighbors, know the kids in your neighborhood, know what's going on at the PTA at the schools. Mindy, you were in New Jersey and you went to the campus, Rutgers. How was that?
Yes. It was good. That was my second visit to Rutgers University, actually, and I was there for a conference for Alpha Nu Omega, but it was good to be able to be on the campus, you know, and interact with the college students and kind of hear some of the concerns that they had about, you know, different things and how to reach their peers. And so I wasn't one of the presenters on this particular day. I was, you know, just observing and talking to some individuals. But like I said, it's always good to just be able to sometimes just show your face. You don't always have to say something.
You're right. You don't always have to say something. You just need to be there. And sometimes just being there is one of the most powerful things that you can do. You know, even with within your family and your friends, just listening, just being there, just to be the ear to hear what they have to say. And that can definitely go a long way. I had, you know, a friend of mine, he just needed to get to know how he felt about everything that was going on in his life and with his children, with his job, and he just needed to get out. And after that, he was like, you know what, thank you, because I feel a lot better that I was able to talk about it and to get it out. And I didn't say anything. He was talking for about an hour or two. I didn't say nothing. I just sat there and just listened because it was a lot of stuff pent up in the inside of him. And I guess he felt like as a man, you know, he really didn't express his feelings. So definitely right about that.
Yeah, no. A lot of times men think that they're less than a man to express their feelings, but they need to talk just like women do because talking it out is very therapeutic.
So, it is. And all out, you can release all that and all that stuff in your way, all that baggage. Men have baggage too. I don't care what y'all say.
they got baggage too.
Yeah, they do. They just hold on to it and try to keep it locked away, but eventually it ends up spilling out. So, you know, to talk about that. Safe Film Ministries, what a great site. Who did this site? This is pretty good.
I built the site.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
What don't you do?
Yeah. Faithful Ministries, I founded it in 2004, which is why the YouTube URL is what it is. I started out as an outreach ministry where we would do different things in the park. We get out and we reach out to the homeless. The last winter, you know, there was a homeless shelter probably like 10 minutes from where I was living. There's a couple times I made homemade soup and I took it out there to the people that were homeless. And it, mm-hmm. and I, again, I had a kid with me and that made a big impact. And when we got finished, he was like, I want to pray for you. So, but mm-hmm. we did that. We did pizza in the park. We done like this cookout service one Sunday. So it started out as, you know, just outreach, ministering to people, meeting people where they are, making a difference in people's lives. We do a lot of things in, within the community in the park where we just, you know, serve hot dogs or something. And, you know, we pray and we talk to the people. And in 2009, we operated as a church. Faithfield Ministries became a church and still did the outreach component. Right now we're not operating as a church, but we're going to be relaunching it at the end of the tour in August.
Oh, wow. With the church, you know, even with the church and the communities and stuff like that, I've come to find out, and big shout out to my church, Pacific Christian Church, and I'm so thankful that, you know, they have overstood the fact that we need to come out of the church, a.k.a. I call it the safe house, these safe houses, and saying, oh, bring family members, bring people to the church, bring visitors. But sometimes we got to come out of the church and go into the communities. You know, Jesus just didn't go to the Hamptons or he just didn't go to Hollywood Square. He went everywhere, you know, to let everybody know about the good news and to encourage people. And it's very important, but I've come to find now on my journey and me recommitting myself to God and me understanding what my salvation is and also being a tool for God to use that, a lot of churches don't want to go into the communities. It's like, we good here, and I don't overstand that. You know, would you want me to bring people to the church, but the church is not going out into the communities, which is our community, and the community supports the church. Why don't you guys go out into the community? It's all right to visit other churches, that's fine, but going out to the into the communities and going to the, you know, where the people are and seeing their needs is very, very important. So I was very surprised to find that some churches, not all, get really religious, because it's a difference between religious and spirituality, but they're so uniform and they're so uniform to certain things. So, you know, for me and for all the listeners, you know, Mindy, can you educate us on the difference between religion and spirituality?
Well, a lot of people do things being religious or being traditional, and that's really why a lot of churches don't do outreach, is because they're so set in their ways. They're so focused on what's going on in their church versus what's going on in the community. And, you know, God called us to be disciples. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And that's a commission to every born-again believer to be a disciple, to go out into the community and to witness to people. And those people that are religious, you know, I go to church, you know, I pray, maybe, I pay my tithes, but I do it because I don't want to bust hell wide open. I do it out of feeling obligated. Versus spirituality is, I have a walk with God. I've accepted Christ as my Savior. I'm not perfect by no means, but yet I am striving to be what God has, you know, commanded us to be according to His Word. I pray, I read my Bible, you know, I try to be a good person, I try to be upright. Again, not perfect, but I make a conscious effort to say, you know what, I am a Christian. I am going to live, you know, a saved life. I am going to live by a standard versus, okay, I'm going to church, but I really don't want to be here, but I've been in church all my life, so it's the thing to do. You know, I believe in the Bible, I believe in the Ten Commandments, you know, but, you know, that's about the extent of it. That's, you know, that's your religious folk. But Christians, you know, they say, oh, they make an effort to really live by the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And fulfill it. Not just say, not just quote some scriptures, but do what the Bible commands us to do as Christians. And outreach, making disciples, evangelism, whatever word you choose to use, is a part of that.
You're definitely right about that. I like how you really got straight to the point with that. It just made it as simple as possible. And big shout out to Jit over there at Grind Hard Radio, live on the chat room. Big shout out to Brother Rodney, too. He has the outreach ministry. I thank you guys for tuning in. And you guys can call in at any time, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Putting action behind your beliefs is very important. Going out to the people and encouraging them, praying over them. A prayer is the most important thing that you can give anybody. Encouragement is the most important thing that you can give anyone. You know, and you can give people money and you can, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but the spirit is very important, and having a good spirit. Well, a healthy spirit, I'm not going to say a good spirit, I'm going to say a healthy spirit, is what's going to keep you balanced. And a lot of people who are on God's side, businesses are very flourished, have abundant blessings, mm-hmm. and they last mm-hmm. a lot longer, you know, and that's one thing. Religion definitely separates people, so, you know, that's why, you know, I was told one time when I was on someone's show, and it was like, oh, yeah, we don't get too religious here. I said, I'm not a religious person. I'm, you know, I'm a very spiritual person, and I love God. No matter where I'm going, I'm going to let him know that I love him. I'm going to let y'all know that I love him. You know, this is just right. how I get down. This right. is what it is. My story is I was a broken woman that got a second chance to make the first decision. Real talk.
Right, right.
That's all it's about, and bringing people back, and, you know, it's just great. Squad, you got the squad movement. Tell us about squad.
Squad, sanctified, qualified, united, armed, and dangerous. And that's actually the name of my team that's going to be traveling with Wake Up America. And mm-hmm. I see myself as like a commander in an army. Like, I feel that that's what God has called me to be, is somebody mm-hmm. who puts together a team of people that really fights the spiritual battle that we're in. You know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of people that don't believe hell is real. There's a lot of people that don't believe the devil is real. They ain't read the word, you know, because all the scripture is given, you know, for inspiration, for instruction. And there is a real devil. That's why you go through what you go through. That's why you experience things that you experience. And so the squad is it's a team of people who are strong in their faith, who are out to attack the enemy, who are out to help you become delivered through ministry like outreach, through like the Wake Up America tour, where we say, you know what? We've been down that road. We see what you're going through, but let me help you. Let me minister to you. Let me uplift you through my positive words, through my song, through my poetry, through just being a friend, through showing brotherly or sisterly love. And I am very particular about who I use in ministry. I don't care if you're singing a song, if you're testifying. You know, I'm very particular about who I use, and so that's kind of one of my best friends and I. We sat down and we came up with the scriptures for this to say, you know what, there's something about this team, because we're serious about our walk and we're serious about not just being saved ourselves, but about helping somebody else get to the point where we are helping somebody else realize that they can be free, they can be delivered, they don't have to live a life full of depression and anxiety, but they can be set free. So that's why, and it's very, the if you go to faithfulministries.net, you know, you can read the scriptures and the definition of what SWAT is, but it's a team that has come together that's armed and dangerous with the word. You know, we pack in with the word. We pack in with prayer, because when we finish ministering, when it's all said and done, you know, our desire is that somebody's life has been touched and that they have been restored, delivered, and set free.
I can definitely overstand that. And for everybody that's tuned in the chat room, I'm actually posting the link for Faithful Ministry, in the chat room, and you can go out and check out all the great information that's there. You can check out Squad. You can check out the history about the pastor, news, sermon, prayer. Make sure y'all guys sign the guest book as well. everything that's going on. And maybe Enterprise, how long has it been in business?
How long has what been in business?
MAB Enterprise, how long have you been in business with MAB Enterprise?
Oh, okay. Well, as I had stated earlier in the show, is that I just, MAB Enterprise, I started operating as MAB Enterprise late last year, like in the fall of last year, but I have been in business as a consultant since 2004. I used to operate under the name The Impartation because I believe that what I do as a consultant is I take what you need, what God has given me, and I impart something into you and into your business. So that's why it was called The Impartation. But I felt a shift, and you know, with so much going on, so many businesses, so many components that I have, I wanted it to be under one name to kind of make it easier to function. It may be Enterprise, and since I have done that, there's been some great doors that have opened up. It's all in the name.
It's all in the name. It is all in the name because, you know, I thought I was busy, but I was like, yeah, Mindy is busy. Very, very, very busy. You know, and I was just looking at everything, and I was checking, and I was like, yeah, she's just as busy, if not more busier than what I am. And how do you, you know, fit this all in your schedule? How is everything planned out? Do you, you know, do you have someone that takes care of that helps you with some of the business, or do you just have good time management and management skills?
It really depends on what the project is, what I do. My spiritual son was laughing at me the other day on Twitter because I said that I write down what I do, what I need to do on note cards, and then I mark it off as I go. And he was like, note cards, that's so old-fashioned. It is, but it helps me stay organized. You know, I write down what I need to do for the week, what I need to do for the day, and I say, okay, I look at it, well, what's important? What do I need to do right now? What is it that I need to do this week but not necessarily today? And, you know, I use that. I plug things into my calendar. I do have somebody. I do have an assistant that helps me with some things, certain functions, events that I put together. I may hire somebody for that event. Like I'm currently working on a street festival for September. That information is going to go public soon. But I'm currently working on a street fest for September, and I've hired an event coordinator, which I could do it myself. But, you know, certain things I just prefer to pay somebody else to do.
Yeah, sometimes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting help. You know, if I can't do it right then and there, and if I can hire someone to do it and that's qualified and I know can do the job, oh, yeah, the money is well invested. And I'm going to get
right
back on my taxes.
Right. Right. So, you know, I hired her to do some things. I do have a business partner with Jehovah Jireh Entertainment. I've had an intern work with me, and that's an option too. We're going to look for some more interns in the near future. But, you know, I prioritize. I do virtual office assistance as a part of my business consulting. And if I get an email and I'm like, oh, okay, I need to schedule this, but it ain't till next week, then I go on to something else that I have to do, and I just leave the email highlighted, and I come back to it when I have more time. So, you know, I kind of, it depends on, you know, what comes up, because there are things that come up that you need to attend to immediately, and there's things that come up where you can say, oh, okay, I can get to it in a couple of days. So, you know, I do that. Everything is not ongoing all the time, so that helps me to manage my time and figure out where I need to direct my attention to.
Great. Well, Mindy, we thank you for coming through Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Put your information out there of how, you know, everyone that's tuned in live can get in contact with you, refer somebody to you as far as with your consulting services and the things that you have going on as far as the Wake Up America Tour and everything that you've been doing for the community and for the youth.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you having me on your show this evening. And again, my name is Mindy A. Butler. You can Google me and find me all over the internet just by Googling my name. And you can contact me at mabe@mindyabutler.com.
And there, you, my email and my phone number is on my website if you would like to contact me directly. And also about the tour, there's a form if you're interested in partnering or sponsoring the tour on the faithfulministries.net website. And I believe Diva Mary Kay said she had posted that link. So if you like to inquire about the tour as to how you can get involved with that, there is a entry form on faithfulministries.net. So, but if you go to my main website, Mindy A. Butler, the links to all my websites are listed on there.
Great. Well, Queen, again, thank you for coming through. You guys make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Call in, promote yourself, promote your business, and step your game up Saturdays. We're going to take a little short break, and then we're going to come back with more hot tracks. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Ambassador Molly. Exist, baby. Somebody said it's a hard knock life for us. Well, I got a hard knock Christ to trust. Check it. I'm from the city, love the city, but I know it's pretty gritty. Pretty hard to see how God could be in charge, but I'm privy to the script. Like the director's got me hip to this flick. He's equipped me and built me to endure. I'm a brick, he's a building, and I'm in him, and I'll stick. I'm a dip when he says quit, till then give me a mic like I'm Vic. So I'm going to war, even if I'm going to corner stores, cause it's raw. Trouble doubles and it jumps on your ball. You can walk the block, see him sparking by. In the barbershop, they talk a lot about how they're off the clock. Some are even off your top. They don't think about the waves, they ain't thinking about the cops, they ain't thinking about the grave. Hope the spirit helps them wake. Every man is a needer like a baker, cause every man's a sinner, every sinner needs a savior. And Jesus is the one, but some are numb cause they don't feel this realness. Still I stand to tell you what the deal is.
Trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Need power
to trust you, right? To trust you, right? I wanna trust you more. Hey, I wanna trust you, Lord.
Yeah. I know that God, man, had to do the same. I ain't special, I'm not greater than my teacher. He's the treasure, I vessel, and he did it 100. No flaw, no parallel. Did it on the water, no fall, no parasail. Showed us he can walk over trouble, no teeter. No tide, raging water, no sinking, no Peter. He's Jesus, he leaves us an example, now follow. This is more than food for thought, this is truth. Now swallow in the storm, when you feel it blowing. When you feel it's on, when it's dawn. And you're on the feet so you can feel the corns. When you look and you're jealous of the crook, cause he's adorned in a chain that can put some school books in the arms of our kids. Remember Jesus lived in the same stuff, favor with God and man. He grew up in the manger, even had no place to lay his head. But I tell you, place your bets on him cause he showed that he can raise the dead.
Trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Need power to trust you right. To trust you right.
I want to trust you more.
Hey,
I want to trust you, Lord.
Just a little, and justify moving your feet or beat double dribble. Easy to blame the government or other men, thugs in them. Sometimes defeat is even easier than trusting him. When the offer's on the table, nothing's off the table. The mind is often able to blind you from cause and make you see the sunny side of a garbage dump. Cause stupid is the stupid does, Forrest Gump. But I got good news that I offer the men. Cause of the cross you can rebound like balls from the rim. I'ma start with me, walk with me, let's change it up. Let's paint a different picture before we hang it up. Let's stand loyal to the groom like a best man. Or you can meet me at the book like Nets fans. Somebody asks, what's the cue? When you hear his voice say, I'ma trust in you.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it.
Yeah.
Cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they get louder. I need a strength for the journey.
Please don't trust you right.
That's why we trust
you.
I wanna trust you more.
Hey,
I wanna trust you, Lord.
So much soul. Ah.
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you can't
step your game up.
Step your game up, step your game up, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got another person on the line right now that's stepping their game up. Y'all know Diva is always networking. I got Rodney live from Washington, over in Tacoma, Washington, from Man of God Outreach. Rodney, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Rodney, welcome to the show. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me tonight.
Oh, no problem. Tell us about you and what type of things that you got going on as far as your outreach and your company that you run.
My outreach is based here in the city of Tacoma. It's a platform for other ministries to have an opportunity to share their gifts that God has given them. My outreach and love and sharing togetherness in our community so our community can prosper on the wholes that are individually. And I have a lot of things coming up, a lot of good things coming up. I have to start doing Friday night services at the community.
You're breaking up, Rodney. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said I have some Fridays and Sunday nights. I'm going to start creating for the youth to come out to share their gifts that God has given them and let them minister to one another in their own way in a safe and comfortable environment. Just a lot of good things for our community to get involved in.
That's definitely what's up. There's a lot of community events that's coming up. In Tacoma, and Tacoma is definitely on the rise. The MLK, Martin Luther King Day is definitely coming on Monday. There's some stuff going on at the Tacoma Dome. One of your artists, Just Praise, is going to be there. Is that correct?
Yes, Just Praise is going to be there. And then another choir that I'm working with too, they're called Divine Connections. They're going to be there also. So it's going to be a real good day at the Tacoma Dome for young people, just giving the opportunity to share their gifts. And I think it's a beautiful thing when we open up the door for our young people. So it's going to be really nice, really nice. So I'm asking anybody that's listening that's in Tacoma, Seattle, and the Portland area, come on out Monday from 11 to 1. The doors open at 10:30. Come on out and celebrate Martin Luther King and support the young people.
Most definitely, man. Do you want to give any shout-outs or you want to put anything out there?
Just letting the city of Tacoma get ready, because the city of Tacoma and the people in it that's networking together, doing some good, positive things in our community, stay focused. I'm down with you, with the Blog Talk Radio, Diva Scott, Man of God Outreach, with a host of other folk ready to be on the move here in the city of Tacoma. I say the city of Tacoma is ready to do what it needs to do to allow people to be people and youth to be youth. And I'm excited about it. I'm so excited about it, sis. And, just the opportunity to sit down and chit chat with you and just be a part of something great that you're doing. Hey, it's an honor and a privilege. The most, man. I'm telling you, folks in Tacoma, y'all better get ready because it's going to go down for real.
You're definitely right about that. I mean, there's a lot of things on the rise, and, it's a new year, and people are, usually a lot more serious around this time. I don't understand why people usually wait until the new year to get serious about their businesses or get serious about their ministry.
it's about their grind. You know, it starts right where you at. And you guys make sure you check me out. You know, I do offer promotion and advertising services. Go to www.divaspotradio.com and click on services. We offer radio airplay and advertisement airplay at a reasonable price. Nobody is beating our prices. So if you're in a chat room right now, all you got to do is go to www.divaspotradio.com and click on services, click on the About Us, learn about our company and everything that we have going on. Also, the Independent Connect. Make sure you check out the Independent Connect. The Independent Connect is 5 different radio stations, and what we're offering is for the independent artists and the independent business owners. We are putting your brand, your company on a large scale and at a reasonable price. We are also a registered company, and we're with Business Bureau, so make sure you guys check us out as well. Also, if you want to come on Step Your Game Up Saturdays, or if you want to, as a business owner, or if you want to get your music showcase and interview and spin on Frontline Fridays, all you have to do is send an email to me at www.divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent1@gmail.com. Matter of fact, I see the chat room. Big shout out to Jit from Groundhog Radio. Again, 7671 live in the chat room. We see y'all. Let me go ahead and put my email address in there, guys, for you guys to do the spot. ENT1@gmail.com. Just hit me up, and I'll definitely contact you 24 to 48 hours so we can be able to talk and network, and all of our packages can be customized. So it doesn't have to be that you pick that specific package. It can be customized to your needs, and we would definitely sit down with you and network with you way before your event or your anything that you got going on before it happens, so we can be able to give you proper promotion and also proper exposure. So you guys make sure you hit me up at www.divaspotradio.com. Man, I got to give shout out to all my 5,000 followers on Twitter. I love you guys, and I see all the retweets. And I got to give a big shout out to Mindy Butler for coming through. Like, she is definitely a power player, and she's definitely doing things in the community, outside the community. Y'all make sure you guys stay tuned for the Wake Up America tour. They are going to be everywhere. We're definitely going to try to get them over here on the West Coast as to come through Tacoma. Ain't that right, Rodney?
That's right. That's right, Chris. Get her on board. Let's do some things here in the city of Tacoma. I'm with it.
Oh, yeah. It's got a lot of stuff going on in Seattle. We got love for Seattle, but we're going to get it popping in Tacoma, y'all.
Yeah, we ain't going to leave Seattle out. We ain't going to leave y'all out. We got love for y'all.
We ain't going to leave y'all out, Seattle. We got love for y'all, but we got to get things popping over here in Tacoma as well. I just think it's very important. It's so much going on. It's so much great networking. And a big shout-out to the East. Shout out to Chi-Town, man. I'm getting a lot of love from Chicago. Big shout out to Big Rap. Big shout out to everybody that's over there. They're showing Divaspot Radio a lot of love. So we appreciate you guys, and we look forward to networking with y'all and getting into the Independent Connect Chi-Town up and running. So, you know, we're definitely looking forward to that, networking with you guys, man. Let's get into some more hot music. I got... Wow, it's so much hot music I have. Oh, I got this song, speaking of Chi-Town, by Big Rap. Big Rap has a label over there and also an artist. This was an independent artist. He did a lot of network. He actually was responsible for the success of Twister and Do You Wanna Ride in the Backseat of a Caddy, Do or Die. He had, and he still has a lot of deep connections within the industry, so I definitely want to play this song right here because it was more of a song that was going out to the whole industry and the radios, but I think this is a pretty good one. So let's get into it right now. This is Big Rap, called I Wonder.
I want wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gonna feel me, and if I get shot again, I wonder if God gonna heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream, and it's a fast son of a... I wonder if my girl really loves me and thinks the world loves me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze instead of up in that steel? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder if
the streets are taking me under.
I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. I wonder if it's a cure for AIDS. I wonder if they lying to us and all along it was man-made. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if the streets is watching from the corner of their eye, and if they ever gon' release T-Sly. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship platinum or gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and frame Mike, and if Hollywood picks us firing against Spike. I wonder if my peoples is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity is at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. I wonder if the shy been blessed with raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gon' keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the game gon' flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit. I wonder if we bucking a trend. Is Big Rap gonna get paid, or is he gonna be broke to the end? I wonder if my critics was right, and if I listen to everything they said, would I still see daylight? I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if I shook a nuke, if so, then street politics be the last chapter in my book. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G.
Welcome to Diva's Palace. Welcome to Diva's Palace. Welcome to Diva's Palace. Welcome to Diva's Palace. Get tuned in. in to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Call
Diva Mary Kay, it's 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 Diva.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we showcase nothing but successful independent businesses, and we network when here. I got Rodney live in the building. I think I got Denia live in the building, too. Let's see, what is this? 773-759, holla at us.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Queen, what's going on?
Chillin'. How are you, Miss Lady?
I'm fine. Thank you for the hot track that you sent me. She is definitely a talented young lady, and I really like her video. She had trying to act so innocent, but she not innocent.
Yeah. Killed that. Love that video. Hot.
Yes, it's definitely hot. So I definitely want to network with you and, you know, chop it up and see if we can get her on Frontline Fridays. Queen, tell everybody who you are and tell them about your business that you got going on and Step Your Game Up Saturdays.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Denia Joy from Chicago. Much love to my Chi-town. I design jewelry. I am also a belly dancer. I sing songs. All that. So I do a lot. And of course, I'm also an activist. I was with City Year. I did a year with City Year Chicago. I was on the board of organizations of the Northeast for 4 years. I was the youngest board member. So no matter what I do regarding my art, I'm always going to be an activist, because there's so many things in the world that are just not right, especially what we're trying to do, like keep trying to take music out of schools. I think that's insane. I have no idea how I would have made it through school without music. So
that's definitely what's up, man. Do you have what's your website and where can they go to get more information about your business and everything that you're doing?
The best thing right now is to hit me on Twitter, and that's at DanayaDD4U, or they can email me if they're looking for custom pieces. That's DanayaDD4U@yahoo.com. The website is currently being built. Just got to work out everything on it, because I'm going to be combining my stuff along with my mother's stuff, Nezeri Azor. She has these amazing belly dance costumes that she's going to be selling, so we're going to work that out. It's going to be hot, so.
I definitely look forward to that. You guys, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We air live each and every Saturday at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And we air live at 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, north, and south. You know we got nothing but love for you. If you want to come on and network and showcase your business and step and show people how to step their game up, all you got to do is hit me up at www.DivaSpotENT1@gmail.com. Again, that's www.DivaSpotENT1.com. I'm about to get out of here. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east, to Spiritual Feeding with me and my co-host, Mike Mitch. We are talking about power living, you guys. It's time for us to start power living, and it's going to be power living part two, so you do not want to miss this show. It's going to be at 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. You guys make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here.
This DJ Genius, and when you're not riding out with the Genius, make sure you stay tuned in to the Queen Diva Mary Kay.
And you're riding out with Genius.